Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. Again, going very generally through the story, the Jews have left Egypt. God is leading them on somewhat of a circuitous route out of Egypt. And after a few days, Paro and the Egyptians begin to give chase to the Jews. And the Jews are proceeding, and lo and behold, they see in front of them this body of water, the Yam Suf, and on the other side, behind them, they see the Egyptians coming closer. And we have in chapter 14, verse 10, Ufaro hikriv, Paro was coming closer, Vayisu v'nei Yisrael aseinehem, the Jews raised their eyes, v'nei Mitzrayim noseach areihem, and the Egyptians were following them, Vayiru ma'od, and the Jews became very frightened, Vayitzaku v'nei Yisrael aseinehem. And the Jewish people cried out to God. This pasuk in a vacuum is a model for the Jewish response to difficulty, to concern over the generations. They're frightened. They call out to God. Beautiful. Next verse, very next verse, verse 11. Vayomru al Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Hamibliyein kfarim b'mitzrayim l'kachton l'amus b'amidbar, were there not enough graves in Egypt that you took us to die in the desert? Mazos asisalanu lotzianu mitzrayim. What is this that you've done to us to take us out of Egypt? Very difficult juxtaposition. It seems that as they're finished davening, all of a sudden, as they're finished praying, all of a sudden they turn to Moshe and they say, we're goners. So which one is it? Do you believe that God can help you or do you not believe God can help you? These two psukim seem to be at total odds with each other. There is a fascinating Ramban over here. The Ramban cites three different approaches. One approach that he cites is we have two different segments of Klal Yisrael here. The more spiritual element of the Jewish people see this terrible danger and they cry out to God. That's part of the people. Another segment of the people turns to Moshe and they say, this is hopeless. The Ramban points out that the first verse, the verse that speaks about prayer, is Vayisu v'nei Yisrael aseinehem, the sons of Israel. We know that Yisrael was the name given to Yaakov, to Jacob, as a sign of elevation. So sometimes, says the Ramban, when it refers to the children of Yisrael, the connotation is not necessarily everybody in Klal Yisrael, but the more spiritually inclined segment of the people. It's very interesting, after everything happens with the splitting of the sea and the Jews get through and they see the Egyptians drown, it talks about the Am, the nation, saw the hand of God and they had faith in God. The Ramban says the nation connotes everybody. But the prayer at the beginning was by a percentage of Klal Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, the more spiritually inclined. It's a fascinating thing to think about that even at times of great revelation of God and God's presence, not everyone is necessarily in the same place. You know, we sometimes think when we look at the Jewish people today, we sometimes think, oh, you know, if only we had unity like they did in earlier times. You know what? At this moment, after everything they had been through together, not everyone was on the same page. That doesn't mean we shouldn't strive for unity. There are times of great unity within the history of Klal Yisrael, and we should always strive to make those times occur yet again. But it's worthwhile to note that even in the Chumash, they weren't all on the same page all the time. One Pshat the Ramban says. Another Pshat the Ramban says is he suggests, it's based on an unklis, that we're mistranslating the word Vayitzaku, that the Bnei Yisrael called out or screamed. We were translating that as prayer. So that might not be the pshat. The pshat might be that they were screaming at God, essentially. In other words, complaining. God, where are you? How can you do this to us? And after they say, God, where are you? They then turn to his messenger, Moshe, and say, and what about you? Why haven't you done a better job in all of this? That's the second possibility the Ramban cites. And then the third possibility that I think is so instructive is we're understanding prayer correctly. That was what was happening in the first verse. And this is everybody. Klal Yisrael as a whole had passionate prayer to God. God, save us. Please save us. We're depending on you. They stopped their prayer. They turned around, and the Egyptians are still coming. And they see the Egyptians are still coming. They turn to Moshe and they say, obviously our prayers didn't work. Clearly this whole plan was a mistake. And this is so instructive because we're guilty of this all the time. We have passionate prayer, we believe, we have a mitzvah campaign, and we say, and why hasn't anything changed? If they just wait a little bit longer, one of the greatest miracles in the history of the world is about to occur, very much in response to their prayers. But sometimes you have to wait a little bit longer. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.